Hey folks, welcome back to another edition of Community Focus right here on WPJC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. Hey, we got a power-packed show lined up for you today. Got to get to that in just one second. Before we do so, need to remind you that the comments and opinions expressed during the course of this program are not necessarily the views of WPJC Radio. Well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, by a show of hands, how many of you have heard of or are familiar with a scam? And I'm not talking about just any scam. I'm talking about financial internet scams. And oh, how about romance scams? Dear God, don't let me throw that tax season is already among us. And well, we're going to throw that in there as well. I'm pleased to say that I'm joined during this segment by none other than Brian Bressman. Who is he, you ask? He is the Director of the Enforcement and Consumer Protection of the District of Columbia Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, and he's kind enough to join us this morning right here on Community Focus. Mr. Bressman, truly a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
It's truly a pleasure to be here, Guy. Thank you very much.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so excited that you're here today, mainly because as the news director here at this radio station, I cannot tell you how many times day in and day out I report on yet another scam. It seems that we are seeing a plethora of scams happening not only right here in the nation's capital, but nationwide. I'm curious. They have become more sophisticated, accomplished in the way they target victims, and they are successfully, they're really carrying through with their scams. Can you give us a few examples of how scammers have managed to do this?
Yes. Many of the scams we're seeing right now involve phishing attacks. And what those are basically are emails that are sent to people, and it entices you to open up that email. And once you open that email, it directs you to a link in the email. And if you hit that link, you're going to open malware or some other technical type of invasion into your computer, which will give them the opportunity and the power to load in different types of software that can obtain information from your computer, including very personal, confidential information, and use that in turn to commit a fraud. We're seeing that one of the ways that cyber criminals target victims for fraud is that they send them very, very well designed, authentic looking emails from a popular retailer, financial institution, service provider, or other company. They'll use the logos. They'll copy the email exactly how it might appear if you got an email from PayPal or whatever. And what it'll do is it will tell you that you need to take immediate action and click on this embedded link that I mentioned in order to respond. Again, if you click on the link, you will be asked to provide personally identifiable information, including financial account information. For example, you'll get an email from what appears to be PayPal account, but it's not PayPal. It'll say action is required on your PayPal account. Your PayPal account has been frozen due to suspected fraudulent activity.
Wow.
And then in order to unlock your account, you must immediately click on the link below and confirm your identity to our representative. That's a major red flag right there. And that email is not coming from PayPal. It may look like PayPal. It may say PayPal up in the sender line. But if you hover your mouse over that PayPal, you will see that it's from an address at a Gmail account or some other account, and it's not coming from PayPal. Same thing is true with Amazon. You may get an email saying this is very popular, that your recent Amazon order of a Samsung 75-inch crystal UHD TV priced at $947 has been received and is processed. If you did not order this product from Amazon, they'll ask you to please contact them immediately at the link below. Okay, so that's to entice you to click the link, give them the information, and tell them that it wasn't you who ordered this television. it was somebody else. But meanwhile, they've got your information. And then the another one is you'll see is congratulations, you've won a $500 Shell gas card for your continued loyalty as a Shell customer. To claim your prize, please click on the link below within the next 2 hours to provide your qualification information. And if you don't do so, the award will be the award will go to the second runner up. So that's to give you some pressure. So they use pressure techniques and tactics to get you to respond quickly to these emails. And you shouldn't. If you see these emails, you can report them to phishing at Amazon or phishing at PayPal, and they will look into it. Otherwise, just eliminate them. Just erase them because these are not true emails, and that's not how PayPal or Amazon normally would work.
All important information, of course, being shared by none other than Mr. Bressman. He is the Director of the Enforcement and Consumer Protection of the District of Columbia Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. You heard me make mention in my intro about tax season being upon us. I'm really curious, are there any scams we should be on the lookout for regarding the preparation and or filing of our tax returns?
Absolutely. Scammers have been targeting individuals searching for tax services, and they've been using social media, emails, text messages, and even unsolicited telephone calls. Consumers should be aware that a tax preparer may be involved in possible tax-related schemes. If they, and this is a list of things they may be doing, they may contact you with unsolicited tax services. They may operate only as a virtual business. They may have no business address or telephone numbers, and no known employees or staff. They may suggest investment opportunities to you to take advantage of. And they may guarantee excessively high returns without supporting documentation. They may recommend investments in order to lower or eliminate your tax liabilities. They may only accept cash or crypto payments for services rendered or demand payment before completion of all work. Watch out for tax preparers that refuse to sign the tax returns they prepare. If they gain access to your information, they may file fraudulent tax returns, redirecting your refund or attempt to access your bank accounts, because they will ask for your bank account information for a direct deposit of your refund. And once they give that to them, they will have the information for your bank account. And they may actually file your tax return with with their name on it and get the refund before it ever hits your bank account. So those are things you need to look out for.
But wait, there's more, as they say, and that is so many folks think about perhaps taxes and or internet fraud, but dear God, there's also healthcare fraud. Please elaborate, sir.
Yes, healthcare fraud is another area that you should be on the lookout for, because faith healthcare plans are advertised on the internet and social media, and they're going to promise full coverage, but they're really actually worthless, and they deliver no benefits. So this leaves victims with large medical bills to be paid from their own pockets. And the scam usually uses several approaches to lure in its victims. One type of fake healthcare plan promises full benefits at low prices. It will often assure consumers that the plan covers all pre-existing conditions, specialists, and other essential benefits, usually at no extra cost. Okay, this should be a red flag right there. Find out if the person trying to sell you the health plan is a licensed agent in the District of Columbia. Contact DISB to make sure that the agent is licensed. Visit our website at disb.dc.gov or give us a call at 202-727-8000. Avoid signing up for a plan if you're being pressured to buy quickly or the price seems just too low. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Also, review the policy thoroughly before buying it and have a trusted friend or knowledgeable person review the plan as well. Does the plan, does the policy deliver what the sales pitch actually promises. Verify associations or unions that the plan references. Do your own Google search to find out if the company has a website. If it does, is the website vague about its activities? The goal of many scammers is to get your credit card number or get your personally identifiable information so they can commit identity fraud, and that's what you want to avoid.
Sir, we have about 3 minutes left, and within that time, I'd love for you to touch on romance scams. They happen so often right here in the DMV, and folks want to hear what they can do in order to prevent themselves from becoming a victim.
Yes, millions of people every year are using dating apps or social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, many others, to make a connection and find true romance. But sometimes they end up instead with a broken heart and an empty wallet. Romance scams, also known as online dating scams, are among the most common scams on the internet. Romance scams nationwide represent the second highest dollar loss when it comes to types of fraud, with an estimated loss total of $600 million. Many people who experience romance scams were contacted on a dating app. However, you don't have to be looking for love to be courted by a romance scammer. They are masters of disguise. Some create online profiles with attractive photographs taken randomly from the web. Sometimes they assume the identities of real people. Scammers may study the information people share online and then pretend to have common interests. The details that they share about themselves will usually include built-in excuses for not meeting you in person. And that's right there, a red flag. Beware of individuals who make excuses about why they can't meet you in person or refuse to speak via video chat, like Skype. Beware of unknown people who request that you send or wire them cryptocurrency or money, or ask you to purchase gift cards and provide them with the numbers, the PIN numbers online. And be skeptical of a person who professes their love and or strong feelings in a relatively short period of time. If requested, never send or forward money to someone you haven't met in person, and don't act on their investment advice.
Bottom line, use common sense. I would say that's a part of it as well. Folks that want to find out more information as how they can go about to avoid financial internet scams, romance scams, and so forth and so on, is there a telephone number and or a website one could log on to?
Absolutely. Please visit us at our website at disb.dc.gov or call us at our number, which is 202-727-8000. We'd be happy to speak with you. If you feel you've been a victim of the scam, please call us and we will do everything we can to help you.
Once again, we've been chatting with none other than Mr. Brian Bressman. He is the Director of the Enforcement and Consumer Protection of the District of Columbia Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. Sir, it has truly been my pleasure speaking with you this morning. Thank you so much for all of that valuable information. We truly appreciate it.
And thank you, Guy, for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Stick around, folks. We're going to take a quick break. More Community Focus coming up next, right here on WPJC 95.5. 95.5.